up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I really like the way she says my name, Josiah and Herbie. She says it very, very sensually.
Just normal?
Yeah, no, normally.
Look, we had a huge show today, quite a very informative show, as last night the PM came out with the latest updates regarding COVID-19, bringing in stage one. You and I, we knew the facts, but we got member for Euroa, Steph Ryan. She's the deputy leader of the Nationals on the show to inform us how this affects us locally.
Also, this is amazing. Shepparton is the only place in Australia that makes face masks to provide to the whole world and our country. The CEO of that company joined us for a fascinating chat.
Incredible. We are the home of face masks. You also shared your opinion on asthma and people stocking up on Ventolin at the moment. I gave blood over the weekend, but something which was a little bit lighter was you shared exactly what you just realised.
A penny dropped for me and I didn't feel great about it, but I thought I'd share it with the Goulburn Valley anyway. We've got an amazing call as well.
Ricardo.
Yeah, he was a character, hot Swedish guy. Hopefully he's downloading this podcast and hearing this.
And then Married at First Sight, we had Connie on, and I don't know what it is. Anytime we get her on, she just has very loose lips and lets everything out of her system.
Yeah, she was on fire, the girl. So there was a lot in there, guys. Enjoy the podcast. Thanks for downloading. Have a great day.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
The light bulb, it was flicked on dramatically on Friday afternoon for you. It was huge, this realization that came to you.
I was almost too embarrassed to say it to you when the penny dropped, but then your face of comfort and support helped me get through this moment. So yes. You and I were finished the show at 9 o'clock, and we had the TV on in the background, and we were listening to something. They were talking about the world being obviously PC culture, PC this, PC that. And you know how much I use that word because I'm sick of it. I can't stand the PC warriors and all this sort of stuff. Whenever we say the word PC, I just presume that you're talking about PC warriors as in computer warriors, because you know your computer's called a PC. Then we continue to listen. I still can't believe this moment. And I hope maybe the penny will drop for many people listening. I hope. Otherwise, I'm so dumb. And then they said, you know, PC, a.k.a. political correctness. And I went, no way.
Like you're politically correct.
That makes so much sense. I had no idea.
You sort of went, whoa, oh my gosh, whoa.
So PC means politically correct. I say politically correct a lot. I say PC. I didn't know the two were the same thing.
It was baffling, mind-blowing for you.
But it makes perfect sense. Oh,
100%.
But, you know, whenever I hear about these PC warriors and PC this, I literally just presume it's another word for computer.
These computer warriors.
No, it's political correctness. I wonder if the penny dropped for someone else out there.
Well, it has to. You hear of all the time of people just realising things. Like they went through life and then all of a sudden, as you said, the penny dropped and they've gone, oh. Like I know for many people, Target, they realise after shopping at Target for years that the Target sign is actually a Target. And they've gone, oh, that makes a lot of sense. I've put it into the old Google this morning, and BuzzFeed's given me a few suggestions as well.
Here we go. Let's see how many of these drop for me, because let's be honest, I'm not the most street smart kid.
The birthday realization. Birthday suit, meaning naked, gets its name because everyone is born naked.
Yeah, I knew that one.
I just knew that birthday suit means naked.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it's because we're born naked. Naked.
Well, many of these things are things that we say so commonly, you know, to each other around the place, and it just gets said that much. You actually don't use much thought into why we say that.
You just go, oh, it's a norm, whatever. The Guinness Beer Company is responsible for the creation of the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, wow.
I mean, it makes so much sense.
I mean, you presume it's just the same name.
Yeah.
So what, next time we're knocking back a Guinness,
be doing a world record.
Wow, I didn't ever thought of that.
How good is that one? There's plenty of things out there where it makes sense, but you just don't realise.
Did you just find out that PC means politically correct like I did? Or is there something at whatever age you were, you felt very stupid about? And you know what? I just realised that and I can't believe it. We're a supportive place here on Hit, aren't we?
We are indeed. I'll end on one for you guys. You might get the brain to go. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and the Alphabet Song have the same melody.
I did know this one. I've heard this one before. A, B, C, D, Twinkle, Twinkle,
Little Star.
Did the penny just drop for you? What is something you just realised?
We have had a message come through at our Facebook page from Jacob saying the saying, be there or be square, is because if you're not there, you wouldn't be around.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's another statement, a phrase that I've always said but haven't put much thought into.
But it makes so much sense.
It does.
I get it now.
13, 12, 16, what have you just realised? Ricardo's in Shep, what have you just realised, mate?
I just realised, well, it's because I'm from Sweden mainly and we don't speak English in Sweden, obviously. But this was, I'm 25 years old now and this was probably like 6 years ago. And I realised that it's called hamburger and not hand burger. Because for me, it makes perfect sense because you eat a hamburger with your hands, right? And when I realized this, I mean, I've been going on and saying hamburger for 20 years, and it was so embarrassing when I realized it.
I mean, Ricardo, in your defense, English is your second language, so we can let you off on this one. But when you did realize, were you just blown away?
Yeah, I was kind of blown away. I mean, most embarrassed, to be honest. But yeah, I was just happy that I'm not going around and saying the wrong thing anymore.
Did you try and sell your argument, though, and tell your friends that they should be calling it a hamburger?
Yeah, well, for me, it makes perfect sense. And when I told people, they say the same. So I hope people don't blame me too much for it. So yeah, it's a kind of funny one.
You would have thought when you first learned the word when you were learning English, Ricardo, why do these English people eat their hands? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, God, yeah. No, I mean, we eat hamburgers with our hands in Sweden, and obviously a lot of people do it as well. So,
oh, I love this.
Good on you, Ricardo. Appreciate the call, mate.
Awesome. Have a lovely day, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
We are your home for hits and old school. It is Hit 96.9. You're with Josiah and Herbie for your Monday.
We're also the home of face masks.
We are. It's unbelievable that MegCon is based in Lemnos, right here in the GV. It's Australia's only place that makes face masks, and not just that, but for the world as well. It's crazy. The CEO is Steve Cesar, and he joins us now. Thanks so much for your time, mate.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Now, Steve, we were very excited when we read this because we know that the government is trying to source locally made products that are going to help people during the coronavirus, including masks, sanitizer, goggles. And we know that now, locally, we're the home of a lot of masks.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we are. And we've been that for about 30 years. And I guess fortunately for us at the moment, it gives us the opportunity to expand our business. And in doing so, we're going to hopefully create a lot of jobs. But more importantly, hopefully we can make some good masks for people to make them feel safe and secure.
Well, that's it, Steve. I was going to say as well, obviously the Army last week got called in to help you guys with the production because we know we need many, many masks over the next few months. Locals as well, or is there going to be jobs for other than the Army people that might need them at the moment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Army have only really come in to help us ramp up because to make masks, you need a certain level of skill and quite a bit of training goes into the operators. And over the years, as our markets diminished, our operators left to go to other places for work. So we've really only got the two trained operators. And of course, as you crank the machines up to 24 hours, 7 days a week, we had no people to put on the machines. So the F came to our rescue, sent in the lads. And in actual fact, it's been great because they've shown us some different methods of training. And we've actually learnt that we can shorten our training time based on some of their principles and some of their standard operating procedures. So we should be able to get people employed quicker and trained up quicker.
You guys are doing an amazing job, but I've got a bit of a selfish question to ask for the GV. Because we are local, do we get any, like, first-hand products before anyone else?
Steve, are you sending out the front handing them out, mate?
You got samples?
Yeah, I've got to tell you, we've had to lock the doors. People have come from everywhere, and our first concern is always for the safety of the operators here. So we even had to put some security in during the week because there's people out there that are a bit nuts, certainly we've given everyone the best opportunity, and certainly a lot of locals have got, you know, the old first in best dress. So we try and help everyone we can as best we can.
Good on you, Steve. Any number on how many you're actually pumping out over the last week or two?
Oh yeah, look, we've probably pushed out. Oh, I'd say probably roughly we do about a million. We can do about a million a week, but at the moment we're only doing about 240,000 a week, just based purely on the fact that only two machines are running. We've got a third one being recommissioned at the moment, and then there's three more machines planned to be started up. So once all six are going, we can do about 50 million a year.
Wow, that's a lot of masks. We have seen around the world, there's some companies like your Gucci and Chanel that are jumping on board some, like, fancy masks. Do you do cool ones, or is it just a stock standard?
No, we don't do any cool ones yet, but we went down that track because we also make caps for the medical market. We did some cool caps there. We did the Zadie cap many years ago, which was the rainbow one. So there's no reason that can't be applied to the mask, because the materials are very similar on the outer cover, so that they can be printed and you can have all sorts of things on them. So I think once this emergency gets taken care of, I think there'll be a pretty good market for some specialty caps, specialty masks.
It's a bad time to ask for a Josiah and Herbie face mask, isn't it, mate?
But it's pretty cool.
It is. Well, mate, we really appreciate the effort you guys are going to help make the world and Australia a safer place. Steve Sazaf, the CEO of MedCon, before you go, I didn't think that the Goulburn Valley, or Shepparton in particular, where we're known for our cows, we're known for SBC, we're now known internationally for our face masks.
Yes.
You guys, that's fantastic.
You need to put up like a giant face mask out the front of the factory there in Lemnos so we can all see it, mate.
I reckon we should. Thank you very much.
Maybe a giant one, so we're now on the map. You know, like the big banana, we got the big face mask.
Absolutely are on the map.
Good on you, Steve. Have a brilliant morning.
Okay, you too, guys. Thank you very much.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Friday after the show, I went down to the blood bank in town here in Shepparton, so the Lifeblood Donor Centre, and I was going there to donate blood because we know at this difficult time that they still need blood donations. It doesn't stop. They've got the call out there saying we need new donors, we need our regulars to continue to coming in as long as you're fit and healthy. But what was interesting is I went down there and I was speaking to the lovely ladies asking how it's going, and they said they've been inundated with donors at the moment, which has been great for blood.
Which is great because you put the call out last week on the show for people, encouraging people to do it, so we don't have a shortage on top of everything else at this time.
Exactly, because it's going to be that ongoing effect. It's the people who need the blood that you'd be more worried about, because they need it to survive. As much as we need some things out there like toilet paper, we can live without it. Why people need blood. So what was interesting, though, is I went there to donate blood, but I was told, can you donate plasma today, because that's what we're really in need of.
Oh, wow. Why is that?
It's just that every time of the year, different calls for different bloods. So it might be a certain blood type or it might be plasma. And plasma does take longer to donate. But I said, no, if that's what's needed, that's what I'll do. So just wanted to put the call out this morning to everyone out there who can donate blood. Give them a call, 13 14 95, because then you can assess the situation to see if you are eligible to give blood. But if it's not blood, it could be plasma. The best thing to do is to call up and find out what is in need at the moment and how we can help our local community.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do, Herbs. You should be proud of yourself for doing that on Friday. Give them a call today. 13 14 95 is that number. Or go in, book in an appointment and donate today, because we know everybody needs it in every single way.
And it saves, one donation can save up to 3 lives, which is incredible in this time.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Connie from Married at First Sight. She's a superstar, this girl. It is back, the TV show everyone's talking about, 7:30 p.m. tonight on Channel 9, and she joins us on the phone now. Morning, Con.
Good morning.
Now, Connie, Married at First Sight is definitely an escape, I think, for a lot of people at the moment. It gets their minds off everything that's going on in the world, but it's still got its own drama, that's for sure. Last night we saw a lot go down with the reunion between Hayley, Stacey, Vanessa. What did you make of all this video lying and everything?
Oh, my God. It was, I'm just like, watching it back last night, I'm like trying to put myself like back into that moment. And I just remember there was so much hype built about these videos. Like, it was just what, because it was still just a big he said, she said mess. And we were just all expecting to finally see these videos and to just find out that she lied about them. We were just so kind of like, oh.
Well, it's definitely a lot of drama. And then in the previews for what's to come, it looks like it only gets more juicy. If you read Daily Mail at all, it says that it's just now going to become a crazy wife-husband swap. Does that happen? Do more couples switch?
Look, I think Vanessa last night said to the camera, she said something that got people a bit like, oh, what? Wait, what? You know what? Because I know this year's cast have gone a bit rogue, and they're letting spoilers out left, right and centre. But for those who don't really read into the media, I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to say just get prepared for the reunion.
The reunion. See, I've read a headline this morning saying that your man, Mr. Johnny, he's moved on with KC, who's also supposedly reportedly dating Michael.
What a dog.
Yeah, there was There was another little couple swap between between Casey and Johnny that never came to air. Why that storyline didn't play out, I don't know. I thought it would have been good TV drama. But yeah, there was a little something going on there. I don't know the full extent to it though.
Did they kiss or anything?
But
they did.
Does it make you want to know more though? When you've got something's happened. Do you want to know the full details, or do you kind of just block that out, Con?
I kind of just block it out. Like, especially at the time, like during filming, like this guy had written leave 3 times. Like, I didn't really feel like I was even in a position to be like to be upset or to be jealous or anything like that. I was just like, yeah, cool. And now that it's like all over and it was all months and months ago, I'm just like,
of course,
I'm just over it. Hey,
do you reckon he wrote leave 3 times because he was keen on KC and hooking up with her on the side, maybe?
Could be an option. I think I don't know.
Look, we've come to love you, especially during the chats with you. You get to meet all the participants, and some just don't seem real. They don't seem like they're in it for the right reason. You definitely do. And there's been another headline that's come out that I know that you'll be able to confirm or just say it's absolute rubbish. You and The Bachelor, Matt Agnew, are you guys a couple?
I'm so into this rumour, but I've never in my life crossed paths with Matt before.
Wow. They say you were talking at a party and hitting it off.
I don't leave my house. So, so that's your first mistake. I don't know who started that rumour, where it came from or anything. I have read that article, though, but, fake news, wasn't me.
Would you date him if he asked you out?
I've never met him at all. And if reality, and I didn't watch Batchy, and if reality TV has taught me anything, it's don't believe anything that you see on television. So I don't know anything about him, but from what I kind of do know, he's a very, very intelligent, very handsome man. I probably wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
That's it, Con. Well, you
and me both.
Yeah. You know what? And me as well. Connie, you've got a heart of gold. Best of luck over the next few months with everything, and best of luck with your journey with love. Hope you're happy, and we look forward to seeing how the rest of the series plays out.
Thank you so much, guys. It's a pleasure being here.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Herbie, I want to bring something up with you right now that's affected me over the weekend. Obviously, coronavirus affects every single person in many different ways, doesn't it?
It does indeed, COVID-19.
Businesses, people, family members, you name it. We did have our first confirmed case of someone testing positive in the Greater Shepparton area at GV Health yesterday. They are in self-isolation, and hopefully we don't have too many more. We will keep you up to date on everything as it comes to hand. But I'm a asthmatic, like I'm a very bad asthmatic. I've been hospitalised a few times before. I've nearly died once when I was younger for asthma as well. So I carry steroids on me everywhere I go because it can get to that point. I take preventative twice a day, morning and night, which I have a prescription for. And I often take Ventolin as well when I get tight, which for me, which sounds bad, doctors would kill me if they heard me saying this, I pretty well have to take Ventolin every day. It's not good.
Now, but you're not alone on this. I know a lot of people, they're affected by asthma. I've got family members. My housemate's here. One of my housemates was mentioning that she's asthmatic. But it turns out that being an asthmatic at this stage is a bit problematic.
Yeah, so it's a tough one. With coronavirus, the symptoms came out that you get tight in the chest, right? Which many people who aren't asthmatics aren't familiar with. The one thing that relieves tightness in your chest, obviously for asthmatics, is Ventolin.
Yes.
Those people that aren't suffering from asthma have gone out and panic bought on Ventolin and stocked up on those now over the last couple of weeks. Over the weekend, the chemists are out of Ventolin now.
Which is ridiculous, because there's now been articles saying that, yes, this is a symptom, but asthma, like getting Ventolin, isn't going to help us.
Yeah.
So if, say, I don't suffer from any asthmatic problems, if I'm going to be the one that goes silly out to the shops and stocks up, it's pointless. That's not going to help me.
Even if Ventolin normally relieves tightness of chest from coronavirus, it won't help with this disease.
No.
The experts have come out and said Ventolin will not relieve your chest when you're suffering from coronavirus. So don't panic by Ventolin, please, because there are many asthmatics listening that require this. And this is my one concern with this, Herbs, is even though I'm not in the high-risk bracket and neither are my family and friends, those that can't access Ventolin in different ways, this could affect you. Because imagine if I couldn't get my hands on the medication in the end and I end up having an asthma attack. I haven't got coronavirus. I've got nothing to do with it. But it could affect not just me, but many people in different ways. It took me 3 pharmacies over the weekend. I still haven't got one. Lucky I've still got half of mine, you know, to go. Yeah. It has been confirmed as well. To get a Ventolin from now on, they have put in measures to stop this. You have to show a prescription.
Which is great that they've enforced that. And the problem is, this isn't the only medication. Because people have just gone bonkers out there at the shops and gone really silly, they're taking everything. Mm. So lots of people who have their daily medication, they now can't get their hands on it, which is just crazy to think.
It's mental.
It's absolutely bonkers.
My mum, dad and one of my sisters all suffer from asthma as well. It took mum 5 different chemists before she found one that did have it. Lucky for me, I was just doing it I just wanted one to make sure that when my one runs out, I've got another one as backup.
Yeah.
So I've lucky for me as well, my roommate Morgan, she's got a spare as well. So she was like, worst case scenario, you can, you know, borrow mine if you can't get one. But there are pharmacies, I have been told, that have got a few more. You just got to make sure you call around. So anyone that's thinking of stockpiling that isn't an asthmatic,
just don't.
Think again.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I've come up with a really cool idea. Actually, I shouldn't take full credit for this idea.
Just say, mate.
This idea has been going around the world on Twitter. I've come up with this idea because I think we need to do it locally.
There's a piece of paper in your hand, which I know you didn't type, so it means you're reading a story.
I've come up with this idea for the Goulburn Valley. The rest of the world
what
will be doing
it. What is this genius idea you've come up with?
Well, you know, with the world, it's obviously a pretty dark place with coronavirus and everything that's going on. A lot of fear, a lot of panic around the place at the moment. Someone's come up with a genius idea, and I'm bringing it to the Goulburn Valley, and that is to switch your Christmas lights back on for a bit of cheer in these dark times.
Love that. See, some people will be lucky and ahead of the game and they wouldn't even pack their Christmas lights up yet.
That's what they're saying. So for those that have just left them up for next Christmas, start turning them on now.
Turn them on. And if not, get them out. You've got time. Get the lights out of the cupboard again. Yep. Come up.
Well, that's what they're saying. If we all end up in self-isolation, those that are already in quarantine, do something with your time and chuck some lights on the house and let the rest of, you know, when people walk out the front of the porch and be able to see how the lights with it, brings a bit of joy because we know they do at Christmas time.
You could even try and team them up with your neighbours because we've seen that a lot of people around the world have been hosting building things. So like a building gym party where one person works out and everyone follows through, or people singing at their apartment. So if we team up the whole street, we could put it onto one song and we're having a street party.
I can't imagine singing with all my neighbours. I just can't see it happening.
See, that's because you're not friendly.
I'm a friendly guy. Nah. I just can't imagine walking out to the back garden or to my front driveway and on the count of 3 just start singing, oh, holy, I'm just hearing everyone join in.
See,
I can't
love
picture
that.
It. I would love it too. I can't picture it happening.
In my street, we've got some lovely neighbours, a lot of little kids. No, they'd no doubt get around it. I'd happily do it.
I know you would, but I just can't picture me doing it. Like,
you'll hear my voice going, shut up, Herbie.
And when's that moment where you start singing, like when does the next neighbour join in? Or when you hear your neighbour sing at the top of their voice, when's the part where I kind of join in? Or does
you just
that
join in? You flick the lights on and you just join in.
If you are listening, guys, I encourage everyone to chuck their Christmas lights on. Bring a bit of joy in these dark times.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
On Friday. Beautiful weather we were treated to, and you and I, we finished a little bit early, so we thought, what could we do in this gorgeous weather? So we drove out to Dookie and went to Tallis.
Yeah, we did. Yep, Tallis Winery.
It was lovely out there. My second time I've been there, and I've only lived here for not even a month.
Yeah, no, it's a good place to go. You feel it's like a little escape, but still close to where we live.
And you and I on the drive there, we were worried of thinking, will people be there? Because it's, you know, the speculation around everything at the moment. And then we rocked up and you could see the cars and your first thing was like, oh my gosh, I've never seen it this busy.
It was pumping. 4 square feet apart though, weren't we?
Yeah,
at all times,
definitely.
Obviously.
We all had our arms walking around, spinning around, make sure no one could hit us. But it was great to see that a lot of people were out there. There was a lot of elderly as well, which you and I thought was amazing to still support local. And obviously with the news that's broken overnight, we know that now the pubs, restaurants, they will be closed. This is where we wanted to really focus on how we can support locals in other ways.
Yeah, there's many ways of doing it, and many businesses have adapted their models to suit to the current rules. And that's why with the new rules coming to place from midday today, and most places, hopefully, if you haven't already sorted it out, hopefully they're sorting it out, are doing delivery or takeaway. So that is still a way you can go into these businesses, order your takeaway coffee, which we want to encourage no matter what town you're listening to in the Goulburn Valley to go and do that, because they these people are going to be doing even tougher than the most.
It's a very, very hard time for a lot of people. I saw some videos last night on social media of local stores taking to their Instagram to thank their customers, but also they're crying at the same time because they're feeling the emotions firsthand. They don't know what's to come in the future months. So I think the best thing we can do is support local. And as you mentioned, it's great to see so many local businesses have already jumped on board delivery services. I know many have gone on to Menulog. So we actually have a list up at our Hit Facebook page at Hit Goulburn Valley where people have let us know how their businesses are staying open and making money still in this difficult time.
Absolutely. And if you are just tuning in, you aren't aware, it kind of got real yesterday for me because we've been talking about this thing for weeks now, obviously. It's been going around the world for months. But then all of a sudden yesterday, when the first positive test was confirmed at Goulburn Valley Health, that's when all of a sudden things got a little bit more real for me.
Yeah.
And it's not to make people panic. And just for those who aren't aware, that did happen yesterday. That person has put themselves in self-isolation before, got tested, have been isolation. So they have done the right thing. Thank goodness the one person that's got it here hasn't. So no doubt that it got a bit more real. And for business owners as well with these changes, you may not be affected by knowing someone who has the disease or someone that has unfortunately passed from it.
Yeah.
But you may know someone or you may be a business owner that is affected by it in this way. And that is why it's so important because it affects every single person having conversations like you and I have had in different ways, hasn't it?
Exactly. And I think each day we find out a new person or a new way that people are being affected that you hadn't thought of originally. And then there's the debates over the schools staying open, but you could speak to everyone, the students, the teachers, the parents, everyone has a different opinion. Mm. So the one thing we can do is come together and support local in this hard time because it's going to be a long time yet before things do get better.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
We've got to do a fact a day. We'll try and keep the doctor away.
I mean, that's normally what we go for. I feel like with coronavirus going on the world, we may need an extra fact or something to prevent it from coming in.
So the first one I'm going to go with is because now that a lot of people are self-isolating and trying to find ways to kill time, they're bringing things out from the past like board games, dusting them off. And another thing that a lot of people wouldn't have gotten around in a long time is CDs. I've got a 6-stacker in my car, so I'm one of the lucky ones, so I don't need to use any kind of Spotify or that. I'm lucky I've got CDs. But for those people who haven't seen theirs in a while, they might like this fact.
Okay, hit me.
CDs kept in the fridge produce better sound quality.
No way.
Well, hey, I'll read the facts. It's true.
It says that in your fact book in front of you.
Yep. It says it. CDs kept in the fridge produce better sound quality. I'm that intrigued by that one. I want to try it.
Yeah, and I also find that fascinating because when CDs were obviously all we listened to, I'm surprised that wasn't a common fact that we knew about.
Well, now we do. And it's great timing because people can use their CDs again while they're at home.
I know.
I've put them in the fridge.
I've got an S Club 7 CD in the car, which I wouldn't mind putting in the fridge.
Imagine if you had like a section in the fridge just... Like, you know how there's your cheese and your butter?
Yes.
And then there's the CDs.
Your 6-stack is waiting for the So Fresh stack in the corner.
Next fact. In Nigeria, superstition warns against kissing babies on the lips. Supposedly, it will cause them to drool as adults.
I mean, I've heard many superstitions out there. That one takes the cake,
I would love to know if that's true.
So what, you can't kiss your own baby on the lips?
You know, you always go, give me a little kiss and they... No, they say don't do that unless they will drool as an adult.
Now, you love kids, like weirdly like kids.
Love
not
them.
Not too weird, but like in a way
it's
where...
It's very motherly.
You can't walk past a day centre without going, oh, look
it's
at
like
those
It's like you, what you do to a dog.
Exactly.
I do for toddlers.
How would you go if you were told that you can't kiss your kid on the lips because it's going to drool the rest of its life?
No chance. Yeah. I'd just have to... I'd take the drooling. It's fine. They make bibs for adults.
He so can suffer.
It'll be good. Now, this one I just really am baffled by. It's a simple one, but there's a lot of thoughts that go into it after you hear it. There's a planet known as HD 189733b where it rains glass.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
There's a planet known as HD 189733b where it rains glass.
No chance, Herbie. That is a lie.
I didn't write the book.
In what solar system? You know what? If that's a true fact, I would love to Google and find out more because I feel like there should be documentaries on it.
I told you. You've got a lot of questions after you hear this one. If there's someone out there that can confirm it, Maybe they've been to Planet Glass.
I tell you what, it sounds better than our world at the moment.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced changes, stage one, to try and prevent the spread of coronavirus. And to help get our heads around this, we thought we'd get the member for Euroa and the deputy leader of the Nationals party, Steph Ryan, on. And she's on the phone now. Morning.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Oh, probably a little bit better than you. No doubt you've had the most crazy last 24 hours.
Yeah, it's been a little bit insane. So obviously we had the Premier come out yesterday afternoon and say that only essential services would be operating from tomorrow. That caused a bit of confusion with people who were saying, well, am I an essential service? Do I go to work or do I not go to work? What we do know is that supermarkets, banks, pharmacies, petrol stations, convenience stores will remain open. Freight logistics will remain open. Home delivery and takeaway can still be done by cafes and restaurants. And it appears that the things that are closing are pubs, clubs, casinos, those kinds of things, gyms. But what the announcement yesterday actually did, I had phone calls from people who said, well, I supply office equipment with everyone seeking to work from home. Is that deemed an essential service? You know, so there was a fair bit of confusion. But I think there's a clearer list this morning after National Cabinet met, which, yeah, gyms, pubs, clubs, those kinds of things I just mentioned. My understanding is that the Premier is holding a press conference at 8 a.m. this morning.
Right.
Whether he seeks to expand on that list or not, we will hopefully have some clarity on in the next hour or so.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Obviously, we'll bring it to you first right here on Hit as well. Steph, stage two, what are the chances of that being implicated? Obviously, we don't want it to happen. That's essentially, from what the Prime Minister was saying last night, sounds like a complete lockdown of society.
Yeah, and, you know, we can see that other countries have done that. I think one of the really important things is that people take the direction that they're getting really seriously. We've seen in the last couple of days, it's probably been more the city than our communities necessarily, but, you know, we saw masses of people continuing to go to Bondi Beach, for example, and just not really taking the message seriously. So I think we've all got an obligation. Whether, you know, you're concerned about the risk to yourself or not, we, particularly as younger people, we have to remember that we can carry the virus around the community as well. So we've all got a responsibility. And I think how the trajectory of things go from here will probably determine that decision by the Prime Minister and state premiers. I think they're probably reviewing that advice constantly.
And Steph, I've been a little bit confused about sort of the funding and the payments that people can receive, because we know that Newstart, that was one of the first announcements that people could get money, but now there's so many more people who will be affected by this, especially with school holidays going on early, people losing their jobs. How can they get money, or will there be money for people who aren't originally on Newstart?
Yeah, so the federal government's announced basically $66 billion as an economic support package. Part of that has been to bump up. They've basically put a coronavirus supplement on the JobSeeker payment and reduced the amount of time it takes to get that. So if you fall into the category of JobSeeker, youth allowance, JobSeeker, parenting payment, farm household allowance, or a special benefit recipient, you'll get an extra $550 a fortnight. But there's also been measures announced around businesses as well to try and keep people employed. I think a lot of the focus from the federal government has been trying to keep people in jobs. The best thing that people can do is jump online, treasury.gov.au/coronavirus. And I'll just repeat that in case people don't have a pen, treasury.gov.au/coronavirus. There's a range of fact sheets up there where people can check their eligibility. The Victorian government has also announced some support as well. So I'd encourage people to have a look online. You can, if you're a worker, you can register with Working for Victoria, or if you're a business, you can register for the Victorian government's Business Support Fund.
Okay.
So get online, Business Victoria, there as well, and check your eligibility, because there are a lot of measures that have been announced. Some will apply for some people, others won't, but people need to check their eligibility.
Absolutely. Well, Steph Ryan, we really appreciate your time. We know how busy you are this morning. So best of luck. We'll obviously, with that announcement at 8 from Daniel Andrews, and we'll keep in touch with you because we really appreciate your time and you make it really nice and clear for all our locals that are listening.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.